Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
happy. It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who that? Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to f*** with one and stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table. Term. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We are ready to get to it on a Tuesday, September 15th, as John Martin comes rolling here a little late. And that's okay, because we had a late night, didn't we, last night, John Martin? We had a late night staying up to watch a tiger. And I don't want to hear anything about what kind of confidence level you got in a Super Bowl champion named Stephen Gostkowski. Because when it mattered most, John, did the kick go through?
It went through.
Folks talking about cutting this man.
He's getting
did
cut.
He win the game? You play to win. Did he win it?
Technically, yes, but he will get cut.
No, he's not.
All right.
Well, we may have to argue about that. You're Mike Vrabel. You got the heart to cut.
He went 1 of 5.
He won the game.
Or 1 of 4 with a missed extra point.
Did you see how down he was about it?
Oh, of course. But you cannot roll out there with a guy who you can't trust to make a field goal, man.
Yeah, but they were missing kicks last year, too. So this ain't new.
But you have to keep trying until you find somebody who can actually do the job. I'm sorry, Gotti, but come on.
John just cut Gotti, who gave the Titans a 16-14 road win last night late. But I must say, for a guy who thought the Titans might be the third best team in the AFC, I know it's just 1 week. But that didn't look so good because, I'll tell you this, Pittsburgh defense was good, John.
I don't think anybody in the country has spent more time on who the third best team in the AFC is than us.
Me, because you don't want to talk about it either. You think they're fourth. And last, I'm trying to give you a little credit here. Don't be a fool to start the show either. Trying to give you a little credit for having Pittsburgh 3.
Yes.
And the Titans, I guess you had them 4.
Yes.
Right? You give them that much credit.
Yes.
I had it the other way around as of last night. I would switch those, albeit it's only through one, but Ben Roethlisberger looked good enough, and that Pittsburgh D looked great, and that win over the Giants.
Yeah, there's a lot to get to on the show today. We have to break down this Titans game, and what a roller coaster evening emotionally for Stephen Gostkowski it must have been. We'll get into all of that and more on the show today. Have a lot coming to you on this Tuesday. We're going to be joined by Ryan McDonough at 1225radio.com, sports NBA insider. We have a game seven tonight, Mr. Smith. A game seven between the Clippers and the Nuggets. I'm surprised they didn't just go ahead and knock this thing out last night, you know, in the middle of that doubleheader, right?
That's,
I mean,
that was the way they did
that's
it.
That's what
on
the
Sunday
NFL, I mean, they think they can just go up against the NFL like that, does the NBA. Just go ahead. Why don't you just put it at 7:30 last night?
Do you realize the Nuggets are playing their fourth straight game seven?
Pretty amazing.
Look at them become the first team, get this, to overcome multiple 3-1 series deficits in the same postseason.
Wow.
Didn't expect them to be here.
No, definitely
and
not.
And we sure as hell didn't watch it on Sunday because the NFL was going on. We already talked about that. The NBA put in the wrong time slot.
Yep.
All right.
I did not watch it.
It's a game seven.
But it is.
I want you to watch tonight.
It is a game seven. I will watch tonight. Thankfully, there's no NFL that to watch. So we will definitely be all eyes on NBA. So we'll talk to Ryan McDonough about all of that and more at 12:25. Then at 1:25, Bill Barnwell is going to hop on the show. He covers the NFL for ESPN. And we'll talk to him. He hands out, you know, these awards, these quarterback awards every single week. And he's done that again.
Mitch got one.
Did Mitch get one? What was it? Do you remember what it was?
Scrub who came through award, okay. Pretty much.
Yeah. That's about right. He did. He was a scrub and he came through. So
if Swift catches the touchdown,
the
even coming through doesn't matter.
You're
so
exactly
the Lions
right.
Kind of, you know, it was more bungling by then.
The good thing about last week, though, is that was your opponent.
See, I ain't no fool like you,
yeah,
right?
Well,
I'm not expecting Super Bowl being on 1-0 streak.
No, dude, come on, be honest. After last night, we're all staying up. We're all group texting.
I can't believe you were up. Yeah, we were up with Ghost Dad, with Bennett. We were texting about the Titans game.
Can't
believe you were there, though.
And after the game was over, I was reminded that next week, my team is on the showcase. The Raiders are on the showcase.
And John Gruden's hair.
Yeah. And
no, who is it next week? It gets much
It's Raiders Saints.
That's right. It's Saints. That's right.
So I get to watch my team get their ass kicked by the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, here we go.
You know, I mean, that's not going to be fun. That's not going to be fun. I mean, it won't be like
Michael Thomas dealing with injury. Drew Brees didn't look so hot.
It won't be a total ass kicking, but it'll be we're not going to win the game. You know, we won't beat the Saints. They look really good.
You did give up 30 to Carolina,
defensively.
Wasn't it? Yeah, okay, 30. That's right.
So I'm a little nervous about that. But you know what? No nuts, no baby. That's kind of the lifestyle that I live by. No nuts, no baby. And we're going to go for it next
week.
It's on
the mantle right above the picture of the Rock.
That's right.
Right.
We're going to go for it next week on Monday Night Football.
But
it was for the Titans, it was a near miss. It was a lot of misses. It was a lot of misses. But for the team itself, it was a near miss.
You're going to prosper off his failures? That's what you want to do?
No,
not
at all.
Prosper off a Tigers failures?
It was hard to watch.
Oh, it was. I'll give you that.
Because you just knew that.
Like, this dude's going to get cut.
Well, you just knew he's going to miss. Every time they trotted him out there, it's like, he's going to miss this.
He is coming off of a hip surgery, as we know.
He is. At the end of the season last
year. You feel like that's a part of this.
Got to be.
He hasn't found the swing yet.
Over the last 2 years, he has not been as good. He has not been as reliable as he typically had been for the majority of his career.
John. You gonna do this to this man?
No, I mean
he's a friend of the show.
Oh, he is a friend of the show.
And you just cut him.
I'm not the one that's cutting him. It's gonna be the Titans.
But it's gonna be his friend too.
Well,
it's not just Titans.
I'm your friend, but
there's a special relationship.
I'm your friend, but at some point, if you are bringing me
down, former teammate,
you cannot be an NFL kicker on a roster. There are too many damn kickers out here for you to be one for four, okay, and still be on the. It's just not how it works. I hate to say it.
The first time in his career, he'd missed 3 field goals, and the first time he'd missed 4 combined field goals or PAT. But, and here's the reason they're going to keep him. This is why I'm reading this to John listeners. With the game winner, he improved to 12 of 13 in his career on potential go-ahead field goals in the fourth quarter. He's made each of his last 10. When he had to come through, and you could tell the Titans didn't want to leave it in his hands because they tried that pass to A.J. Brown that they just missed. They wanted to win that game with a touchdown. They wanted to stay away from it. He came through when he needed to, albeit it was a short one, but the guy was not going to miss again. You hope he can find the swing, and I'm sure that's all he's going to be working on is sort of trying to find that rhythm, that swing, whatever it is. He was clearly off last night. You could tell he felt every ounce of the weight on his shoulders watching him on the sideline. Nobody's around the guy. And here's the thing. It's never been that bad for him. And so, right, it's usually success you're talking about with him. Sure, he's dwindled off a little bit, you could say, with age. but it's never been that bad to where Gostkowski's the guy on the at the end of the sideline by himself in that spot. So yes, while we're all sitting there thinking, man, if you miss another one, you're gonna get cut. You had to feel for the guy too, especially those of us here in Memphis.
Oh, I listen,
that root for the guy. Despite that, John has cut him.
I wanted him to make the game winner. But I have this for you. Steven Gostkowski is the first kicker to miss four kicks, field goal or PAT, in his first game with the team since Dennis Partee did so for the Chargers on September 6, 1968.
Again, you want to focus on that negative.
Dennis Partee, not to be confused with Partee Bus. Dennis Partee.
I see what you did there.
Dennis Partee. At the end of the day, you need the kicker to not be a liability. You need the kicker to be a guy who's going to go out there when you call his name. Now, granted, week one was a bad week for kickers generally. I think, like, the overall accuracy this week was, like, 74%.
Okay, maybe we'll take that into account on God.
But at the end of the day, like, you just can't not be able to trust your kicker, right? You cannot – I mean, this is not like a quarterback where if he has a bad week, you stick with him and he progresses and he gets better. Because you've invested a draft pick or a massive sum of money. Like, that's why Trubisky is your quarterback right now, because you guys spent, what was it, the number two pick in the draft?
Yes, that's right.
He's playing because you guys spent that kind of capital on him.
We also didn't pick up his option. That's important enough.
Well, I mean, take that up with Jesus, man. That ain't got nothing to do with the situation right now. But that's why he's the starter and not Nick Foles, because they need to find, for once and for all, see – if they can get anything out of that number two pick. With kickers, there's a million line in wait. There's a million guys, you know, Kai Forbath out there.
But not a bunch of them who have done it to the level that Gotti has.
That's true. But same for Adam Vinatieri. Ain't nobody trying to have Adam Vinatieri on the roster, you know?
I would give it to you. Cut him today if they'd lost the game.
But what if the defense had just not been as good as they were? Right, what if the defense just gives up one more touchdown? Then they lose the game, and they lose the game because of Gotti. And you don't want to be in a situation where you're losing games because you're kicker.
Last year they made 44% of their field goals.
And they've been doing
that. He's going to improve on that.
But we're talking about a kicker, though. Not a receiver or a running back or a quarter. We're talking about a kicker.
Not just any.
I know. He's a legend.
Was he two-time Super Bowl champ?
I love him.
Three-time?
But I cannot carry him on my roster right now. He was one of four last night. And it's not that the game winner was a 52-yarder. It was 25 yards out. I mean, if you're a professional kicker, you can't make that. What are you doing?
Well, but isn't it – when you get the shanks, don't you have them typically 100%. For a minute?
It was – I'm glad
if anybody could pull out or has got that ability, don't we think it's that dude?
So you by this logic, now Cody Parkey missed the field goal, right?
Two or three times.
He missed the field goal, but he made a lot for you.
He's a three-time. I don't want to short him a ring. He's got three Super Bowl
rings. Cody Parkey made a lot of field goals for you, but y'all still moved on, right, because you couldn't trust him. You could not trust him.
Brett, settle this real fast because there are other things about the Titans I want to get to.
Yep.
Do you cut him or not?
Nope. No, and I think this is a really important conversation about perseverance. He won the game. You keep the kicker. If you lost the game, you cut him.
I think it just boils down that simply.
Gutted
John
it out.
Would be at if they lose the game, and he's right about defense, and if the defense ain't there, you know, you did lose the game because of them. But all of that goes together.
Yeah, and most kickers on that fourth one, guess what they do? They miss that one too.
There was no way he was gonna miss. It was too short. We knew that, I've got that same faith, John, that he can be at least above average to great the rest of the way.
And he's lucky he has a resume. You know, I'm one of those guys. And as a manager, you have to do this, right? You have a person who struggles for a few months, or for kicking, whatever they're dealing. My son is in baseball. You have a bad few. All of life beyond kicking is about perseverance, especially with people you're riding with. And they're riding with Gostkowski. You keep him.
I mean,
we'll see if we're wrong, John.
He was one of four. Like, he was one of four. It's a position where you cannot question whether or not the guy that you tried out, is he confident? Is he in his own head? I don't have time to worry about that with a kicker. And I know that Steven Gostkowski is a legend. He's a Memphis Tiger legend.
How many times are you going to roll over him
John's
with the party bus?
Well, I love Stephen Gaskowski.
John is driving the party bus, and you're backing over him three, four times.
Bro, in a
league where kicking, right, is fickle.
He has nothing.
That's the other thing. If everybody was hitting their field goals.
Well, that's the thing about kicking, though, is that you can just find another
you're
until
trying
you
to, you're trying to Mark Gasol him. I see what you're saying. It's over, period.
Oh, for yes.
You. Yeah, done.
Let me borrow a page from your book.
Wow.
It is time. It is time. Come on.
It's kicking. Morten Andersen went into his 40 kickers last other 40s.
I know, but that was his worst night ever. Like, it's just not going the right way
for
him. Okay,
we're not
going
to agree on this until – but we'll have our answer soon.
You cannot, as a football team, have questions. You cannot go into a game
if John's
having
right,
questions
y'all can
about
tweet,
your kicker.
If John's right, y'all can tweet me. Titans fans can tweet me
anybody can
about whether
in.
Or not you could. Well, no, but that's who it matters to most. That's who I don't care about what a Dallas Cowboy thinks should happen here. I care about what a Titan
can I ask you a
who this is going to matter for.
Can I ask you a
right? That uncertainty in Gaskowski, who it's going to matter for, whether they think they
if
should
Stephen
cut him or
Gaskowski's
not. Again, if he
alma mater was Alabama A&M, you would cut him today. You would say cut him. If his alma mater was not Memphis, you would say that man has no place.
You can easily make that point. But you could also make this point, John. Vrabel won with this guy. As a Patriot, so there's forget how we feel about him as Memphis Tiger.
There are some personal
connections. There are personal ties on that side of it. So when you add that into the fact that when they needed him at the end, and I know they needed him earlier, he came through. He got off the schneid. And for Vrabel, who I'm sure is all about, hey man, you're right. There's some failures in life. This stuff Brad was just preaching, right? If as long as you can come back, I'll still roll with you. When it finally came down to it, he got it through there, and that's the reason I think he sticks on the roster. John, are we finished with this and the possibility that maybe he doesn't make it through a season? I don't think so. Obviously not. Especially he has another game like this. Obviously he's going to miss, and it won't take four missed kicks.
No,
the next time.
If he goes two,
whether it's two,
yeah.
He's probably going to get very close.
Cut him.
But because he came through again, not because we're rooting for him as Memphians and as fans of that program, but because he came through and he's a Patriot like Vrabel. They're going to be keeping that guy.
Well, okay,
that's what I think. Again, bigger problems for the Titans, I think. But this was something we disagree on.
So I might actually – I think what you're saying is he won't be cut because of what he represents with Vrabel. But that's not really my question. My question is, should he be?
It's hard to cut him out there. Win the game, John. You're just throwing that out.
But did he really win the game for them? He made the
Tannehill
kick.
Tannehill didn't win it.
He made the kick.
Tannehill didn't have a chance when AJ
so
missed
giving,
the throw.
So you giving Gotti the game ball?
No, he didn't drive him down. I'm not going to do that. Kickers do what kickers do, and you can make the case that kickers just benefit from what the rest of the team does. And they get the glory off hitting a ball through a pigskin through the two uprights, man, or whatever Eddie said had come into America. You remember that movie?
Yeah. I just don't think –
But the point is that he did his job at the end when it mattered, man. You don't cut the dude
25%
off that.
25% is not – 25% – accuracy and missing an extra point, I'm sorry,
damn
he's
right.
Not doing
people
your
are,
job.
People are telling me that he's earned the right to get the benefit of the doubt,
man,
and
see,
they're absolutely right.
See,
when
this
you,
is not,
when you add on, I think I'm right.
You giving this man the game ball and a career achievement award for going 1-4.
Everybody mad at Giannotto? Mad at CA? They should be mad at you today for driving the party bus
over
a Tiger.
I'm humane.
No.
Yes,
no,
I am.
No, you're not.
I'm humane. Yes. Look, here's the deal. Here's what I recommend.
You are on an island with this one.
Silverfield, send the party bus up to Nashville, okay? Or O'Brien Goodson or whoever it is. Send the party bus and the sprint event up to Nashville. Get Gotti on it.
Run it over.
Now, furnish
Run
it.
Run him over.
How dare
no,
you.
No, furnish
Run
it.
Run him over.
Furnish it. Man, put some champagne on there. I mean, get some
That's
jerseys. And then drive him on back to Memphis. And let's call it a career. Let's just call it a career.
See, if you were straight healing this, I'd be able to pull away and we could get to the rest of the Titans game and I'd be able to pull away just fine without my blood pressure going up. But you really feel this.
Yes.
You really feel like no,
he's,
I'm looking in his eyes and he believes that Gotti should be picked up and dropped off into retirement.
If Stephen Gaskowski went to Clemson. You would not
Again.
Be saying this
no,
today.
No, I think it's more about the Patriots, though. It's not about Memphis.
I don't give a damn what he did 15 years ago.
Yes.
I don't care what he did 8 years ago, just like you don't care what Marc Gasol did 5 years ago.
The point is he ain't Pinheiro. The point is he ain't suck up. Like,
right.
This dude's won big games.
Big games.
With the head coach.
What more do you need to see from him?
So it's not, John, I think he should actually be cut, but they're not going to. I think right now the right move is to keep him. There's a good chance you get good Gotti back. Great Gotti's probably forever gone. Maybe we'll see because this hip surgery. I cannot believe we spent 15 minutes on a kicker.
Oh, I can believe
it because of who it is.
You will retire.
Because you believe this
mess. You will retire Mark, who actually is out there doing something.
That man 300 on broken feet.
but Steve,
he doesn't want to run around anymore.
But you want to give Steven Gostkowski a 5-year extension?
It's a kick. It's a kick through the upright.
And he made one of them. He made only one of them.
The one that mattered the most.
But
this was a road win, and he gave it to them when they were unable to score a touchdown late. I got Bennett calling you a son of a not gun,
but something else.
So that's a Titans fan. He said you keep the Tiger legend. He woke up with clarity this morning.
Tiger legend.
Bennett is in your corner.
No, but that's only one side of this, John. That's why you and I are passionate about it. Part of the reason we're passionate about it at freaking 11:20 on the day after about a kicker. The Tigers
this is good.
But
this
there's
is good.
Way more to it. There's way more to it.
Only because I love him.
He is a Titans fan, okay,
yes.
Who I'm sure could set aside that part. This guy's earned the benefit of the doubt.
What I'm more concerned about
is Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill
this
team.
You want to break down the Titans, no chance.
You think you're going to spend a whole segment on a kicker and run a party bus over a kicker
for 20 minutes? I'm going to pick him up with it.
Man. We will never have Steven on the show again as a friend of the show if he hears this mess.
I will not, because remember, he doesn't talk about
missed kicks. We've had him on multiple times. You try to ask him about a missed kick as a kicker, he has to put that behind him. And John, he did it again last night.
And the only reason why the only reason why that kick mattered is because the defense. That's the only why it mattered.
I gave him credit.
Yes.
Yes. But when the offense could have scored a touchdown to stay away from the horrible kicker, they didn't come through. So, John, you know what? You need your kicker, your three-time Super Bowl champion, to come through for you. He did.
Honestly. I wish
I could say this was fake passion. It's so real.
How many years?
Because you're a fool
How many years would you like to add on to his contract?
And we know him. That's the other side of it.
Like, of course. But how many years would you like to tack on to his deal? 2, 3. Up to you.
I just said if he goes 2 or 4.
You're going to have to seriously consider. There's going to be a game where he misses 2 field goals. You know it.
If one of them's the game winner, we may have to have another conversation about keeping
him. If he goes 1 of 6 in his next game, but as long as that one is the...
You lose, my friend.
No, I don't, man. I don't. I'm glad that he made the game winner, but you cannot wait until he loses you a game to make that decision.
You have so much Titans hate in your heart.
I don't. This has nothing to do with the Titans.
Yes, it does. Because this is an obvious move. Again, a 3-time Super Bowl champion who came through at the end, albeit you're in that position. Been much easier if you'd hit the other ones. A guy comes through. He's earned probably the benefit of the doubt with as many big kicks as he's hit to keep him.
Yep.
That's the right answer, John, for the Titans. Take away our ties. Take away everything.
Do you agree
that's
that,
the right
do you
answer
agree
right
that,
there?
Do you agree
it was awful,
that no other kicker would be kept? Unless it would be like maybe like Harrison Butker.
There ain't many other 3-time Super Bowl champion kickers out there.
I'll agree with that.
We're just living, that's an easy one to agree with.
And who we got now? Sanchez
easy.
And all these suck up
but
and all this.
But
other?
we're sort of living on what.
Now
Steven
you're saying
got,
it's because
got
he's a Tiger. When I've told you it ain't that.
I think you would just be singing a different tune if that man went to Oregon or something, man. You'd be like, you know what? He went 1 of 4. Like, did he make the field goal at the end? Yes.
But has he won 3 Super Bowls?
But
did he play for the Titans? I realize that. But because of that, you give him the benefit of the doubt. He's come because you know about the hip surgery. Because you probably liked what you saw beforehand. Now, realize he's pretty freshly signed here. But you had to have some indication, John, of you liked where he was after the surgery, that he's recovered pretty well. And so from all of that, you invested in the guy. You won with the guy as a Patriot. I'm talking about the head coach. And so you're going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Let's read some of the – you asked for some tweets from fans. Let's read them.
I'm glad they're with us.
Rob Stukenborg says, cut him. It has to be done.
Okay. Is he related to Phil? How many Stukenborgs are in town?
Is that Rob? Phil's son?
P-Shark.
Or brother.
P-Shark said, Gostkowski got to go. We'll probably give him another week, though, knowing the Titans.
Are you just reading the ones that are good for you?
No. E. Frierson says, fire his ass.
Negative Twitter. I should have known
the people that don't take the time to tweet.
Andrew Griffey said, as a Titans fan, keep sending him out there. If he continues to struggle, he won't make it through the season. He isn't a top 10
I'll give
kicker
you that all day.
In accuracy
with you on that.
In NFL history for no reason. But here's the thing, Andrew. Before last night, he was a top 5 kicker in
and
NFL
he
history.
He dropped to like
and
8.
And now he's, yeah. Now
I'll,
he's, yeah
now I'll give you that. It could be the start of a serious decline.
Sure.
Don says, I'm with you, John. They're holding on to what he did 15 years ago. But that's the thing.
You ain't on an island.
That's the thing. You at least admit that you're only keeping him because of what he did in the past. I mean, I give you that.
I'm also keeping him because John, in the worst, probably the worst night of his career, I'm sure he would tell you that, he came through at the end when the team needed him. That too, set aside how we feel about him. Set aside funny, ha-ha, friend of the show. Set aside Patriots and Vrabel and what you did for them. Set that aside. When it was time, after having the worst night, and we know when these guys get the shanks, it's tough to get rid of them. And I realized it was basically a glorified extra point.
Right.
He came through. Again, Tannehill didn't do it for me. I wanted him to hit the shot to A.J. Brown. You win the game that way. You stay away from the kicker who's having the worst night of his life. But again, when it mattered, and yes, John, defense, because you're not there if not for your defense. Not there if your offense doesn't get you down. He kicked it through there, so you go at least another week. I ain't saying keep the guy through the rest of the season based on the one winning field goal on a night you were absolutely awful.
Yeah.
I'm saying you don't cut him today, tomorrow. You keep him going through this. You see what you've got.
I'll tell you what. They appreciate your patience over there.
People on Twitter, hell, it seemed like I'm on the island about keeping him.
No, I think you have some people there. I mean, I think, you know, obviously.
I got Bennett. I got Ghost Dad. I got Bennett Doyle.
Yeah.
I got Brad.
But perseverance people love this story because it is a perseverance story.
But it's also a business, and if you're gonna keep missing, they're gonna cut
no,
your
no,
thing.
No, I think like, it's a perseverance story.
No, but there's also
deep.
No, it's not business.
Part two. This is nuanced. Part two. To Jason's point, he said Vrabel saw something, and the team saw something. Granted, they have a relationship. You're right, John.
From 2017, they saw something.
Yeah, the guy went through hip surgery.
Right.
So that's part two. And then part three is, you got to get out of your own head, and he won the game.
Did they surround him, John, when he won the game? Did the team surround
him? Well, of course they did.
And pat him on the tail?
Of course they did. He hit the game winner. Now, in terms of what that win means for the Titans.
Thank you.
Now we can break down the
Tennessee
Your
passion was too. I was not prepared for your passion on this subject.
That was fun.
No, it just is what it is. I mean, I have a lot of opinions, and sometimes I don't want to share them.
Sometimes you cut friends.
Well, dude, you retired Mark. Jerry Lawler, it's my turn.
Well, and especially when friends come through in the end, I never cut them.
It's my turn. I mean, dude, if you were coming up in here and you were doing the 1,000-mile stare like Tubby, I'd say, look, man, it's probably time, you know?
No, you wouldn't.
We do you like 2 days a week by phone or something, you know? Like, I would do that. I would have to. It would be best for you and for me.
You ain't capable of those kind of cuts.
If I'm wheeling you in here on your wheelchair and you over here talking about some stuff that don't even make sense, sometimes, yes, I'd have to do it. But in terms of what this means for the Titans,
this is where I'm going to give you your right.
It was not a convincing
not on the last
victory. It was a win. It was a road victory, which is good, and you like to have those.
Always in the NFL. They're tough to come by.
But the truth of the matter is that that's not a good Denver Broncos team. They don't have Von Miller. Their offense is very mediocre, right? I mean, it's just not a good offense. Drew Lock had a chance to win the game. They're late. Didn't put the ball anywhere close to Deshaun Hamilton. I mean, and maybe he'll be good someday, Drew Lock. He appears to have at least a little bit of gusto, which I like. But I don't. I mean, I'm not gonna come in here today and do what everybody probably thinks I'm gonna do, which is just totally cast down the Titans and say they're not gonna make the playoffs. I don't believe that. I still think they're gonna be the best team in the division, even if it's just by default. But it was not a convincing win, and it doesn't look like the kind of team that is ready or in a place to repeat what they did last season.
And it's because of a question, I think, and again, one game, we know that, but it's because of a question you and I have been asking all preseason about them is can Tannehill and Derrick Henry duplicate what they did?
Yep.
You know, forget being better than last year. They were fantastic. Tannehill, in terms of average yards per pass, best of his career, is over 9. Last night's back to 5.8 and more toward sort of what he does. And for his career, it's around 7. But last night, the lowest of his career. And again, I'll give you game one, all that. And I will say this. About that offense, I thought Corey Davis was there.
He was. He makes good big plays
for a guy who needs to prove something.
Absolutely.
Speaking of not picking up options, Bennett, yep. they didn't do that. Bennett reminded me of that last time by text. They didn't pick up his option. He's got a lot to prove. He was there when Tannehill needed him for the most part. Then finally, you got A.J. Brown some targets. That said, here's the deal. Tannehill sort of went back to the old Tannehill. And again, one game, maybe you can be better. We figure you will because he's got some weapons.
He does.
Like, I even like Janu. Janu Smith. I like the tight end they've got. Like, he's athletic. He can get open. So I like some of their weapons. But when you put – let's just say you get an average Tannehill, and you put him with a Derrick Henry, who I've been saying this, and I look, Von Miller aside, that's still a good Denver defense. Still a well-coached, good Denver defense.
Yep.
And basically, they got a prime-time defensive coordinator as their head coach in Vic Fangio. So I'm not just throwing out and say this was some whack defense. But Derrick Henry didn't run the same. And maybe, you know, that's the Derrick Henry typically you get early on in the season, but it might be the Derrick Henry that's gotten his money. So here's the deal. They ran him, 31 times for 116 yards. Now, that's less than four a carry.
Right.
He was fantastic last year. Last year, what did he do? He broke every dang tackle in the book, particularly in that last half of the season. But you got Derrick Henry that's on a four-year deal.
Yep.
A Derrick Henry who's got a $50 million deal, but about half of that guaranteed?
Yep.
Who absolutely wants to get to the fourth year of that deal when he'll be about 30, and you'd like to think you can sign another one.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that, but there's also it's game one, and you don't want to go down in game one. You don't want to get hurt in game one, but that's the point, is Derrick Henry ain't just playing for the money anymore. He's got the money. He's now playing for the longevity, which will get him to some more money, and I just figure that may equate to less broken tackles, less second and third tackles broken and him breaking through. And so if you don't have supreme Derrick Henry like you got second half of the season, it's going to make it much tougher. Now, that said, hey, you get Corey Davis consistent, you got A.J., you got some real weapons there. And if Tannehill's going to take the chances, because prior to last season, John, he'd been Mr. Dink and Dunk. I think that's why you and I had so much doubt in him before. And you got to give Mike Tannenbaum credit. He called it on Tannehill last year. I mean, the guy was a different dude. But he's not going to be able to be Dink and Dunk and them running Derrick Henry for 3 yards, 3.5 yards a carry, and then win to the degree they did last year. That's just the bottom line. Set the kicker thing to the side. This is the real on the Titans. And to that point, John, this is where I will again give you your right. Because of those questions about that offense and whether those two can duplicate it particularly, I think you got to put Pittsburgh up there as sort of that third team in the AFC. Right behind, obviously, Baltimore and KC. Yep. I got KC one, obviously. Yes, I was arguing that with you, that the Titans could be that three, but they didn't look like it last night. And particularly when you watch Big Ben shake off that rust early.
Yep.
We may not have time to get to that game, but we saw it. And then that defense be as good as it was.
Well, then finally,
just like last year.
I mean, Juju, right?
He looked great. I give it to you. Juju was back.
They needed him to finally – because he didn't look like it last year. Now, granted, he was going through a bunch of different quarterbacks and things like that. But even when he did have Big Ben, like, he didn't look like a number one receiver. He looked like a guy who benefited from years of playing alongside Antonio Brown.
Hey, you get a lot more attention when you're the one. It takes time sometimes.
And I think last night he showed he can be that.
Oh yeah.
And so that's what. And plus, Big Ben had more rushing yards than Saquon Barkley. Okay. So that just gives you an idea of how damn good the Steelers defense is.
They were
is.
All up in the backfield on Saquon.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so that's scary.
8 of the 15 carries were they hit him in the backfield.
Big Ben had 9 rushing yards. Saquon Barkley had 6. They stopped running him, right? They stopped trying. And Daniel Jones Daniel Jones actually put up numbers. They were empty numbers, but he did put up some kind of numbers there. So anyway, it was a very interesting night. Now let me ask you this: would you start Gostkowski on your fantasy team?
Oh, stop it!
The answer is no. So why the hell are you gonna start him for a real football team?
I got the Detroit kicker. Fool, I'm fine. Prater gonna be kicking field goals all year.
Oh, you got it.
I'd start him.
You got an option.
Well, this is the man.
Exactly.
Come on, Brad.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
There's not much credibility here.
This is the CPU over here.
Yes.
We weren't even going to talk about this, Brad, but you just got lashed for letting that auto pick your whole team. Who did it to you?
It's also early. Don't throw me out like Steven Gostkowski guy over here.
I did it to him. He won't even answer the question.
I would retire his team.
That drafted my whole team
who thought
it was important enough
at two injured players. It's early.
Yeah, you did. I'm not gonna hit on you too tough for losing a fantasy game that the CPU picked your team on.
Yeah.
No, but there were two injured players, and it's my choice. You know?
Real quick, Pittsburgh.
Hate having fun with me.
Pittsburgh,
what is the deal? What happened during this quarantine?
What are you talking about? We don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole.
Don't keep going. I'm sorry.
Especially when I got one more point.
Yes.
They were 8-3 last year in games where they scored 11 points. Pittsburgh Steelers. Can you believe that? You talked about how good that defense was. Mm-hmm. Did you realize it was that good?
No. No, I did not.
That defense looks as good or better. It did at least last night against a Giants team that looks like it's going to be improved. I won't say that they're going to go out and be world beaters, and they certainly ain't winning the East. But that Pittsburgh defense is as good as advertised. Looks like the best in the league
to me.
And that's going to be one of the reasons why, hey, maybe they can make more noise than just being the third best team in the AFC. Maybe they can make an actual push because Roethlisberger looked like Roethlisberger after the first couple of drives.
Yeah. Anyway, appreciate
love your passion on Gotti.
Appreciate your passion.
I'm gonna package it up and tell him what you said about him. Send it on to him.
I think he'll find it very fair.
Cut your ass. Come on, man.
We will come back. Lots more to cover on the show. Ryan McDonough is going to join us at 12:25.
5. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Good news. Southland Casino is now back open. That's right. The most spacious casino floor in the Mid-South is ready to welcome you back to the action with live blackjack, roulette, craps, and all your favorite slots. The action kicks off every day at 9 a.m. and rolls all the way till 5 o'clock the next morning. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead and make the short drive to Southland. We're ready for you. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-949-1441. 800-949-1441. 800-949-1441.
Most people know that Mr. Clean Magic Eraser removes crayon and scuff marks from walls, but did you know it even cleans tough kitchen and bathroom messes that are sometimes tough to tackle? Just wet, squeeze, and erase gray soap scum on your bathtub. Erase cloudy hard water spots in your shower. Erase burnt-on stovetop messes. So for all your tough kitchen and bathroom messes, try Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains. Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We on fire.
Step up in the party. Step up in the party. Ha, ha.
We on fire.
Right up to the party.
It was nice seeing those teams back out on the field over the weekend. Lucky for us, that was just week one. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings. They're the leader in one-day fantasy sports. So to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you have not tried DraftKings yet, you're missing out. Head over to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Draft your lineup now. Feel the sweat like never before. Every run, pass, and catch just means more with DraftKings. You pick your lineup, you stay under the salary cap, and you see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching the game quite like having a shot at millions of dollars in prizes. Download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code WMFS. For a limited time, new users get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on week two action. Enter code WMFS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Interesting developments in college football, Jason. Not sure if you've seen this, but as you know, we are waiting with bated breath for this Big Ten vote. We are waiting. What's it going to be, Big Ten? Well, think the Nebraska president spilled the beans. He was on a hot mic.
What?
Yeah, Ted Carter, I believe is his name. Ted Carter. And he said on a hot mic that the Big Ten announcement is coming tonight. Now.
Really?
Why would you be making an announcement to say you're not playing anymore, that you're still not playing? You don't need to make an announcement
if you're just not playing, right? Because you've already announced that.
Right, and it would be met with more disdain by the people who want you to play.
The exact quote.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
The exact quote, and I'll just let you sort of parse through this. We're getting ready to announce the Huskers in Big Ten football tonight. I mean, that's pretty unequivocal.
Wait, he said that on a hot mic?
Yes. Yes.
Are we sure it was him?
Oh, yeah. It's
no.
definitely him.
Really?
It's definitely him. There's video of it. I mean, it's...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you see it.
How about that?
It's definitely him.
Can we hear it? Can we send it to Brad?
Well, it's one of those weird things.
Yeah. Okay.
But
dark web, you're saying?
Yeah, dark web, exactly.
Dark web, yeah.
But he says, basically, television news websites are, I consider, the dark web, just because all the ads and stuff. But he said, we're getting ready to announce the Huskers in Big Ten football tonight. And then the guy he's talking to said, oh, I had heard about that. Like, it was a very spirited, jovial conversation, not one where, like.
But even in the response, that sounds weird. Oh, I'd heard about that. Because wouldn't it be really? Right? It'd be.
Well, because.
Or be, of course you
Well,
would.
I think people have been anticipating this vote, right? People, I mean, this has been something that's, you know, been.
But it's not just saying the vote. He's saying it's going to happen. Huskers football coming back.
Well, I'm assuming that they're taking
the vote. And
they're all
for one for all.
Yeah. I mean, because if you were not going to announce that you were coming back, you'd be like, yeah, you know, we couldn't reach an agreement or probably going to make it official that we're not, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But as someone who's heard this very exclusive audio, it's spirited. He's uplifted, he sounds like. And so that means that, I mean, we don't know on a date. We don't know on a date. Some have said October. We don't know that exactly. But I got to tell you, I would be very frustrated as a fan of any of these schools if this is the announcement that they're going to make tonight, that not only are they coming back, but they're coming back in a month. Because to me, maybe, yes, you still get consideration for the playoff, but you put your team sort of behind the eight ball because they haven't been able to really even do anything. Now they are, again, still. They've sort of started to set these practice schedules and stuff in recent days.
Right.
But, like, they haven't been able to do anything as an organized team other than just basically lift and do cardio. So you haven't really
– Most have still tested through that, right?
Yes.
In this cardio conditioning phase they've been in.
Yeah. But you almost do your teams a disservice, right? Because now you're asking them to be ready to play again and other – you know, Ohio State's had a couple of big-time guys opt out because of the uncertainty, and maybe that would have been – they had not opted out prior – right, they were with you know everything going forward before the Big Ten decided to postpone the season. So I would be frustrated a little bit, but it does sound like we're going to get Big Ten football, and even the Pac-12. I don't know if you saw this last night, but even the Pac-12 wants to come back in November now.
Right, you were counting them out yesterday. What was it, with Brando or with somebody?
Yeah, it was with Ryan.
It was Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah. But
they look like they want to come on with it.
But they won't be eligible for the playoff if they come back in November, and that's their most aggressive. As you know, the West Coast is chock full of libs and the left agenda, and I think.
Oh,
that,
as I know, yeah, because I'm one of them. You're saying.
Well, I don't know where you kind of stand.
Oh, we
politically.
Know you righty tighty.
We don't know where you stand.
Shifted in 4 years.
We don't know where you stand politically.
That's actually a positive.
I think. If there's been any change during these 4 years, it's been on that side of the table, sir.
You think I'm a Republican? You do?
I think you are righty tighty. You getting righty tighty?
I can't wait to tell you who I vote for in November. What is it? November 3rd?
You ain't gonna vote.
I got my card the other day.
Oh, so we know.
Yeah. How about this? Each one teach one. Guess what I did yesterday? I'm not trying to toot my own horn. I got.
Oh, you do it all the time.
I got Drew Hill to sign up. I got Drew Hill to register to vote. He's like,
God, you young people are on fire.
He's like,
it's amazing how you guys want to participate in our system.
He's like, I don't want to do this. I was like, what's the point? I was like, you know what?
That's how you feel.
Exactly. I was like, that's how I feel.
I can relate, Drew. Let me sit you down, young man, and tell you.
He called me yesterday, and while we were on the phone.
You know what? That's good.
He registered to vote. So he's going to get his card.
That's what each one teach one's about.
He thought that the deadline had passed. And I said, no, not till October 5th. You good till then. You got time, brother.
I don't like that deadline. They need to extend that. They need to change that, too.
Well, write your representatives, Brad. You know, let's extend that deadline.
You sound passionate.
We need as many people to vote as possible.
But there is, you know, I voted one time, and like the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I voted one time, and unfortunately, like we talked about, it was invalidated because I went to the wrong place. But it was still, in that moment, it was still kind of emotional.
Felt you're doing your duty, right?
Exactly. So
that's what it feels like after you get done voting.
But anyway, yes, it appears we're gonna have Big Ten football. We're gonna get it back, and I'm stunned in a way. Like, I did not think that this would be happening. I thought that once they announced on August 10th or 11th or whatever it was that they were postponing their season, that that's how it would be. And it does make me kind of question the information that they went on, because while the cases nationally have plateaued and we are coming down generally, it is not as though this pandemic or epidemic or whatever you want to call it has ceased to exist.
That was your point on what's changed yesterday.
Yeah. So it's like, what information have you gotten or seen that you didn't have back then? I think everybody has sort of has been operating with the basic, you know, tenets of the same information.
Is this not, though, even in, is this not just, though, they're doing it and right now it looks like they can get it done, so we better go too, or we risk losing everything?
Right.
Is that not this?
We're getting killed.
I mean, you're getting by your own, you know, coaches, by your own, you know, your players. That's a, yeah, we know they will. Your coaches are killing you. They're
and
not all on the same
page. Every week that passes, where they're still playing
where football.
Football
continues. This is what I say. Lord knows I'm not an epidemiologist. Y'all know that through the 6 months. And it's crazy to think that it's just been 6 months, because it feels like we were. I was saying this a year ago. I didn't know if you could play football in a pandemic. That was part of this. Like I said, I prefaced this by saying I'm not an epidemiologist, not a scientist. I think too many of us think we are these days. That said, my question was, I've watched us now play basketball, right, and see just the physical act of doing it in a pandemic. Watched it happen, no outbreak. We see what happened with the NBA. Had questions about football at whatever level.
Right.
High school, all that, because of the contact involved. Just a basic question from a basic dude.
Yep.
But it was one that I think was absolutely fair. I could be wrong here, but from what we've seen, and again, this ain't some big, huge reversal of course here. It just feels like the case. It feels like you can play football. It's the other stuff, right?
Yes.
I mean, what did Memphis call it this in the press release?
Social activity.
The social.
Right,
it's the other stuff that can get you, and in most cases is what gets you in terms of these outbreaks. Is that saying that it hasn't been passed at all in terms of the contact of football at any level? No, I can't say that.
Right.
But it sure does seem like, John, in some of these places where you're about to play or you've started playing, they've been able to still keep the cases pretty low when it's just football. Again, setting aside the social stuff. And so from that standpoint, right, if you're looking at Big Ten or whatever else, and they're continuing on all these other you're having week after week now in college football, the rankings are out, you're not in, you're still stuck on the reasoning, John, that they didn't do a very good job on in the first place of letting us know why you've stopped, albeit picking safety over in safety/liability
yep.
over money. Well, now that the money, John, looks like it's going to flow and that you can play this game, right, looking like you can you're going to have problems, sure, but that you can, for the most part, play this game in a pandemic, I don't know that they got any choice.
Right.
You know? And I was the guy that said I wouldn't, and I'm still here, that I wouldn't criticize their decision to not play harshly because why? Not just because somebody else is going on and looks like they may do it, but because of that. Because you picked safety and/slash liability over the money in this case. But at this point, John, it feels like you can play football in a pandemic, and if they can keep going, and that money's going to flow over there, you're not going to be able to tell these Big Ten folks, maybe even the Pac coming back in November, whenever it is, that they can't do it either. You almost put them in a position now where they, if you can play, where they don't have a choice but to play. Yeah.
Doesn't it open the Big Ten up to a real problem when those cases happen? For example, like the other conferences chose to play from the get-go. Big Ten said that, hey, there might be this heart thing. That would seem to me to be an issue. Once you come back and you go, you know, that whole heart thing we were saying was the reason why we didn't play.
Epidemiologist, but it seems like you can get a scientist
then,
to say one thing about
new science maybe or something,
and another scientist to say another thing. I mean, Jeff had one on from Labana that said it's not shouldn't really be a threat for the most part. Then you had what the Big Ten was going on that it is. So it's almost you got them on both sides here, and it's I just think
they mishandled it.
They're in a position now, certainly with the way they started and the way they explained themselves to start, they did. But I just think they're in a position now where, John, they're almost forced to go ahead with it. And if that Nebraska sound, if that's any indication, sounds like that's the plan.
Yeah. So that's the latest. I mean,
you said he said Nebraska football's back on the hot mic.
Well, he didn't say Nebraska football's back, but he said specifically we're getting ready to announce the Huskers in Big Ten football tonight.
I mean, you ain't announcing that they're not playing
right.
That's not, based on that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That doesn't.
I mean, and Nebraska is one of those schools.
Has that been picked up? Is it everywhere?
Oh, yeah,
now?
It's everywhere. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Brett McMurphy's.
He's okay. Well, yeah, if the king's on it, then yeah. It's real.
Oh, he's the king.
Brett McMurphy?
Yeah.
I mean, he's an absolute stud. He's college. What?
We got Feldman.
College football coverage?
Feldman, right? Feldman's pretty good.
I love Feldman.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently not.
He's not the king. I'll give that to Brett McMurphy.
Oh, well, Brett is fantastic.
Next time Brett breaks out, are you
kidding? No, he's very good.
In terms of scoopage?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's got the higher percentage.
Who are the I mean, Thamel, 40?
Oh.
Brett.
I mean, 40's plugged in.
And Feldman. Those are kind of the final, the top four.
And who's at the top?
I mean, I think it's pretty. I mean, I think Thamel and 40 get their own share of stuff, do they not? Especially from Kevin Warren.
I'm talking about from Kevin Warren, who's not looking so hot right now. Look like he's gonna have to reverse course. He didn't make the decision. The presidents did to that point.
Yeah.
That's it. Come on, man. McMurphy can break half the news we talk about on this
Bruce
show.
Feldman, 339,000 followers on Twitter.
It's not about the followers, John.
I'm just saying, man. I mean, I think he would take issue with your king. With your king description.
No, he's
but I hope we get it. I'm glad if we do. It once again sort of reinforces that things are coming back in a big way.
If you get it, let's hope they do it safely. It may be bad news, John, for those of us in the group of five that we're trying to hold out hope.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
There's absolute bad news for that. It'd be bad news for a Memphis, a Cincy, a UCF, and all, you know, those kinds of squads that were holding out hope to have one of those spots. Now, I wasn't holding out much hope. You could tell in sort of the questions we were asking of these folks. I still don't.
Yep.
Despite what, you know, who Phil Steele was on that side. We had Ryan McGee yesterday thought, you know, this could be the year.
Yep.
That would be over. You bring the Big Ten on back. Especially because of a team named Ohio State.
What's the latest on college basketball? When's it going to start? What does it mean for Memphis? We'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Everywhere you look these days, things are starting to come back. Football, school, the institutions that make up the fabric of our lives. So there's no better time to come back and visit another enduring Memphis institution, Oak Hall. Seriously, if you haven't been back, stop in and see them today. You'll find the same helpful people and the same beautiful clothing. I know I always feel restored just walking through the place. Pick up some shorts or knit shirts from Peter Millar. Get yourself something for the outdoors. I've loved stopping in at Oak Hall on a fall weekend just to browse. And since you'll likely be watching the football games on TV this year, it's a way of getting a little taste of normal back in your lives. During the last 6 months, I think we've all learned how much relationships matter. Relationships with family and friends, and also with the institutions and places that we hold dear. For a whole lot of Memphians, Oak Hall is one of those places. So stop in and see your old friends sometime soon.
When you're hunting for small game or big game, or thinking of selling your home, think about Sheldon Rosengarten and you, Hugh Mallory.
That's right, Sheldon. We're with Mark Spensdorf Realtors, and while I'm often successful when I go hunting, I heard you're such a lousy golfer, they've banned you from some courses.
Very funny, you. I may be a horrible golfer, but I have a highly successful strategic marketing program with the famous Shellbucks option that takes up most of my practice time. My clients would much rather see me sell their home than hit a hole-in-one.
Sheldon, you're normally about 5 strokes away from a hole-in-one. That's on a par 3.
Yeah. Remember, don't tee off with any agent. Talk to 2 or 3 and let you, Mallory, and me be one of them. Remember what people often say. When you want the job done, call Shell Dunn and Mallory Moves Memphis. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten and you, Mallory, at 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now, 682-1868 or memphisrelocate.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSoto Auto Sales. DesotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DesotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it.
If I was Mike Vrabel, I'd be blasting this in the locker room.
I see what you did.
Gotti, we got a meeting. You cut.
Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
$2.5 million for that game last night. Did you know that?
For one game?
Yeah. He's got a fully, he's a vested veteran, which means that he's fully guaranteed the rest of the year.
That's the rest of the salary.
Yeah.
And
pretty good deal. Pretty good work if you can get it. You know what I'm saying?
Don't hate on Gotti.
Brad, can I ask you a question? If Jason, if this show, over, let's just say,
here now.
Let's just say over 4 months, did a 0.2 share. Would you?
Oh, I don't think those are. I wouldn't equate that. That is not a. That is not a proper equation to what happened last night.
Wait, how dare
three
you.
Misses?
How
three
dare
misses?
You.
That's not even
and
close.
An extra point.
You know what Brad would say? He said, "They performed well before.
Yes,
so
thank
I'm going to give them a chance.
There
that's right.
Are.
Come
there
the we are.
There is a man what from was your, my own heart. There.
What was your tale of Brad? Perseverance. It's a tale
perseverance.
Of perseverance. Yeah.
Listen, I've had it. Crappy radio stations, John, in my career that have flipped formats. They've gone away.
Wow.
They've gone away. And you know what Entercom said? They said, you know what? We really like Brad Carson.
You deserve a second chance.
Let's not kick him out.
Thank God they did, Brad.
God
Thank
bless. Because otherwise I wouldn't have had my wife here, met her, and stayed here and had a job. I'd be some bum market. I'd be in Bozeman. I'd be in Mike Miller's hometown, for God's sakes.
He thinks that's that's a great place.
South Dakota, I'd be looking at monuments in the middle of nowhere. Okay?
The man who says Mark Gasol should play 5 more years because he's got so much left in the tank.
The man who says Stephen Gostkowski needs a 10-year deal. He wants to outlast Morton Anderson. But anyway, we may or may not ask Bill Barnwell about this at 1:25. Let's give you some college basketball news, college basketball updates. Obviously, tomorrow is the vote by that Division I Council, and that's exactly when we'll know when the season begins. Most people have mentioned November 21st or 22nd. There's some dispute about which of those days it'll start on because I think there are NFL games on the 21st, and so you don't want to compete against the NFL on your first day. So they may move to the 22nd. According to John Rothstein, who is all over this, Orlando is going to host 8 early season events during the first few weeks of the college basketball season. They're going to host the Champions Classic. They're going to host the Jimmy V. They're going to host the Wooden Legacy. They're going to host the preseason NIT.
Orlando is booming off
Orlando!
The COVID. I mean, they're getting everything, John, off the COVID.
They're going to get the Orlando Invitational. They're going to get the Charleston Classic. They're going to get the Myrtle Beach Invitational. And they're going to get the Diamond Head Classic. Fans are not currently expected to be in attendance during any of these early season events in Orlando. However, I do have some potentially good news for you. As we know, Battle for Atlantis is going to the Pentagon, right, in South Dakota.
Not the one in D.C.
In Sioux Falls, right. Not the one in D.C. Going to the one in Sioux Falls.
Sorry.
And a according to Rostin as well, they're expected to have a small number of fans for that event, which means that I'm assuming it means you might just be able to get a ticket if you're a Memphis fan. And if that is true, I mean, look at the field with this.
So we were talking to go get out of here yesterday about it, about how good this could be for Memphis.
I mean, the field is absolutely
Duke,
loaded.
Creighton, who else?
Duke, Creighton.
I'm leaving out a biggie.
Is Ohio State in this? Yeah, Duke, Creighton, West Virginia, Ohio State, and Memphis. I mean, those
Ohio
are
State, sort of biggie.
Yeah, I mean that's a brand.
No, they're back and they're good.
Yeah, I mean, I would be happy to play any of those teams, right? You know, you're not going to play Wichita State because they're in your league. So there's a better than good chance that you're going to be playing, you know, Duke, Creighton, Bob Huggins with West Virginia. So, you know, I think this is just a great news for Memphis fans who may have an opportunity to go see, you know, I mean, it's up to you.
It'd be very few, though.
Well,
right?
Yeah,
I'm not saying. In the grand scheme of
things. It is possible.
Like, how in the world would they even decide that?
Oh, it's just whoever has the most money, probably. Right? I mean, aren't they going to – I mean, I don't know how that's going to work.
I was going to say, that's taking advantage of a situation. You're just going to charge the highest bidder to get in?
Yeah, it probably won't be like that.
No, they wouldn't look at it that way. I figured it'd be some lottery system or something. Who knows? But you'll have more. The demand will be much greater.
Okay, so the priority would probably be Sioux Falls residents, right?
No way.
You don't think so? Like people who live in that community?
They don't care.
Do they not? I don't know.
I'm going to assume that a few of them might, but that the majority of – folks you have want to be in that thing are from the programs themselves, and people want to make a trip out of it. Now, that said, you're not going to have as many as usual because still where we are, flights, all that stuff.
And so you really don't think that South Dakota would give Sioux Falls first priority because they're hosting the event?
I mean, you know, families are the workers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.